Hi, Scott McKinnon here with Monstars MMA in an association with Fightbook MMA. We're going to go live with Cage Warriors fighter Aiden Lee. So we're going to Aiden's fighting on Cage Warriors 100, the biggest show in Europe this year, and obviously a milestone for Cage Warriors. So we'll get Aiden on, see how he's doing, talk about his MMA career, and see what's next for him. Sorry, sounds a bit low there. Yeah, we'll just wait for Aiden to come on. Also, wait for Aiden. Go check out Tasteless Teas. Got some sick new stuff coming. Use discount code MONSTARS10. Go and check out Ultimate Fighting Outlet. And use discount code MONSTARSMMA for all your gear, your gloves, wraps, shorts, everything like that. Go and check out CBD Life UK and use discount code MONSTARS15. They do great stuff for recovery and everything like that. And go and check out at Beard and Bones UK on Instagram. Keep your beard nice and fresh. What's happening, Jay? I know, I'm kind of in disguise here. I didn't really think it through, Jay. Hey man, what's up?
All good, man.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks.
Thanks for joining me. You just finished your run and stuff like that, so how's training and stuff going?
Everything's going well, man. No complaints. No complaints.
Are you looking forward to Cage Warriors 100? Obviously, it's probably the biggest show in Europe this year, and obviously a big, massive milestone for Cage Warriors as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the biggest show they've ever done. Probably one of the biggest shows we've had in UK MMA. Very big card. And I'll be the co-main event, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, and obviously there's a lot of stars on it as well. It's like you said, it's their biggest event. They're not holding back on the fighters that are going to be.
Yeah, man, not at all. I feel they're the best show. They're the best show in Europe, man. They've got the best talent and They're showing it with the shows they're putting out there.
Yeah, and it shows with the fighters that have gone from Cage Warriors to the UFC as well. They're the biggest promotion that have signed the most fighters from a promotion to the UFC. I think it's about 89 now or 90 fighters, man, that have gone from one promotion. And it just shows you what the UK and Europe can produce for an organisation like the UFC to take.
Definitely, man. Definitely shows the level that we've got over here as well. Yeah, we got some high level guys in this country, man. We're doing well.
Yeah, and I think that's it's always that kind of sort of thing. Obviously, like with like the Ultimate Fighter and stuff, people don't expect the British guys to go over there and do well. But we've seen obviously people like the most one is Michael Bisping, who's gone over there, and the Americans try and use it against us really to say that we're not on their level.
Yeah, it's true, man. We got like. I train at Renegade, and I feel we've got one of the best teams in the world. I really do believe that. If you look at the guys in our gym, we're doing well, man. Leon Edwards, Tom Breeze, Fabian Edwards, me, Yannick Bahati, like so many guys, man.
Yeah, and obviously, like you said, there's some top guys that are there, and obviously Fabian's just signed a multi-fight contract with Bellator as well. So these are going places as well, and people are taking note of the talent that is in the UK.
Definitely.
So you're fighting Dean Truman at Cage Warriors 100. Yeah. People are sort of saying that it's like a mismatch sort of thing. It's there's a lot, obviously, from your last performance, there's a lot of hype around you for this one, and people are sort of looking over him a little bit. Does that sort of add a little bit of extra pressure to you?
Nah, like I said before, like after the fight, I said that I was matched with him before, and obviously I've trained for him before, like specifically. Cut out a little bit there. Yeah. I've trained for him before, and it's not a mismatch, man. I feel that I'm the best featherweight in Europe, and I'd fight any of these guys. You know, I've just come off the back of beating two unbeaten guys. You know, I've been fighting some good guys on Cage Warriors, and obviously it was a 4-man tournament. He won his semi final, I won mine. So it's not a mismatch. It's a fair fight, you know.
Yeah, and obviously, like you said, you've got it was the semi final of the tournament as well. And with a final on Cage Warriors 100, it's the final of the amateur Grand Prix as well. So it's a massive thing, not just for the pros, but for the amateurs as well.
Yeah, man, definitely. Big show, man.
Yeah, and obviously you've got Jack Shaw versus Mike Ekandeo as well for the title. Paddy Pimblett's on the card. Lucas Dolby as well. And these are all exciting guys that like to bring it. I know Paddy Pimblett and Lucas Dolby fought in Liverpool as well. So they're putting on a good show, and it's going to be a fireworks show, and it doesn't look like they're going to stop just yet either with adding fighters to the card.
It's true, man. They've been having some big fights. My teammate Joy Herbert's also fighting on the card, fighting Joe McColgan, so another fight to look out for. But it's going to be a good night, man. There'll be some good fights.
Yeah, and this will be your 8th fight on Cage Warriors. You're like a Cage Warriors veteran now. Are you really happy with the promotion and stuff like that? Obviously, I've never had anything bad about it.
I couldn't be happier, man.
Like you said, it's the biggest promotion in Europe, so it's kind of the place to be. So to be having your eighth fight on there and being there for that long, does that give you an extra little boost as well, knowing that you're on the top promotion in Europe?
I feel like the higher level that you're fighting at, the more confidence and the more you're going to gain from the fight. You know, I'm only 23 years old. It's going to be my 10th professional fight, my 8th fight on Cage Warriors, like you say. And they've kept me active, which has been a big thing. You know, I turned pro, and I think my first 2 fights, I had 2 fights in like a year and a half, and then I got into Cage Warriors, and they had me fighting frequent, man. So they've kept me active, and I can't complain, man.
Yeah, because obviously, a week ago, 2 weeks ago that you fought, and fighting again in 2 months, so...
Exactly.
You're staying busy and stuff like that. Is that always the game plan, to try and stay as active as possible?
Definitely. I had 4 fights last year. I would have had 3 by the end of this year. So, yeah, I'm keeping active. Yeah. I'm young, no injuries, so there's nothing to stop me, man.
So knowing that the UFC take a lot of fighters from there, is the end goal of the UFC?
Definitely. I think anyone in this sport, really, their end goal is UFC titles, you know. That's everyone's goal. We're all working towards the same thing, but obviously I'm not looking past Cage Warriors 100 and winning the belt. That's a big achievement in itself to me, you know, being a world champion. So I'm looking forward to that.
Do you think eventually that Cage Warriors could be on par with like Bellator's and Cage Warriors and stuff like that?
You never know, man. You never know what the future brings, and if you look at how big the shows are getting, then you don't know where it's gonna go, man. You know.
I actually made a crazy suggestion to someone that it could benefit both parties if the UFC sort of took over Cage Warriors. Obviously, the UFC only has maybe 1 or 2 events here a year. So if they had Cage Warriors as their European side of it, because they don't put on much of a show when they do the European shows for the UFC. So if they took over the European side of it from Cage Warriors, then it'd make it beneficial for everyone, obviously, with the benefits of pay and stuff like that for Cage Warriors fighters, and the exposure is technically being in the UFC as well as the UFC Europe putting on bigger fights.
It's kind of become not a feeder show, but you know, it's the main show over here. So if you're fighting on there, even if it's not the UFC, like everyone knows it's the biggest show here. And if you're the champ on there, you know, UFC is going to take the top guys, the top talent. So
yeah, like I said, you've had 8 fights on Cage Warriors as well. So they keep bringing you back. So you must be impressing them at Cage Warriors as well, obviously, with your wins and stuff like that. So it shouldn't be too long before the UFC call comes if you keep doing what you're doing.
Definitely, man. I think I'm young. I'm entertaining. I'm finishing fights. So I'll just keep winning, man.
Do you think when you went on Cage Warriors 100 that the call from the UFC will be close? Because obviously he's still only 23, still a young guy.
I'm in no rush, man. I'm happy fighting. If the call did come, you know, I'm not going to say no, but you know, I'm just here to fight.
Yeah, and obviously it was released yesterday that the UFC are coming to London in March, and they could potentially do what they did the last time and end up raiding Cage Warriors for four or five of their fighters in the last few weeks.
That definitely caught my eye, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, definitely. I was looking at that.
And obviously, it's in the mix with Cage Warriors having a lot of shows. So they've got Liverpool in February, and I think it's Copenhagen in March. Yeah. And then another one in June or July. So there's three or four shows quite in close to each other. And now they're throwing the UFC in there in March as well.
Definitely, man. I think they'll definitely come back to Birmingham as well. So that's another one I'd be interested in fighting on, man. My home city, obviously.
Yeah, because there's a lot of guys fighting from Birmingham that were on that card, and there was a lot of hype trying to get that card to Birmingham as well. And it was a good success as well, and obviously with great finishes on there and great fights. So, like you said, it's always going to be it's one of the places now that's on there. It was a success. It was a sellout, and the fight is put on the show as well. So it's one of the things that they're going to look at to take back.
Definitely. It's the second city of the country as well, man. It's, you know, we should be having more shows here than we already have, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's the talent we've got here as well, man.
So, aside from Cage Warriors 100, we've got a massive UFC card this weekend. I'm going to ask you for some of your picks. Obviously, you've got the heavyweight title fight between Derek Lewis and DC. Who are you going for in that one?
DC.
See, I kind of like Derek Lewis, and
I do like him. Like I wouldn't mind for him to win, man. He's quite funny in that, but I think realistically, man, I think DC is going to smash him.
Yeah, I think he's just going to take him down and beat him up for two rounds. And by that point, we've seen it. Derek Lewis's last fight, he's kind of done by round two, unless he can land that one big punch.
Levels above.
And then you've got Chris Weidman, Jacare Souza. It's going
to be a grappling match, man.
I think.
It's a tough one, man, mate. It's hard to call that.
Yeah. See, I like Chris Weidman because he's such a genuine guy. He's probably only one of a few genuine guys in the UFC. And obviously, I know being a nice guy doesn't win you titles and stuff like that, but he's so well-rounded with jiu-jitsu and wrestling and stuff like that. Obviously, training with like Ray Longo and Matt Serra. But he's also can knock people out as well.
Yeah, but Jacare is the same, isn't he, man? He's a high-level grappler, but he's knocked a lot of people out.
And then we've got Derek Brunson versus Israel Adesanya that people are calling that it's going to be the fight of the night.
It's a tough one, man. I think Adesanya maybe on decision. Brunson hits hard as well. Interesting fight.
And also we've got UK fighter Jack Marshman as well. He's fighting someone off the Contender Series. It's I think he's only 4-1, the guy.
Yeah,
he's
Carl Robertson.
Yeah. Carl Robson, he's
I don't know much about that guy, but I'll go with Marshman.
Yeah, definitely. We've got to stay with the UK guys.
Of course.
Well, I know it was a short one. I know you've just finished your run and stuff like that, but it was a pleasure talking to you. I wish you all the best for the rest of your training camp and stuff like that, and hopefully see you in Cardiff.
Yeah, man.
If you've got any sponsors or anything like that you want to give a shout out to, then fire away.
Shout out to Team Renegade. I'm not going to go through the sponsors because I don't want to miss people out and I'm not prepared. But thank you. Thank you, everyone that helps me out. And thanks for the interview.
Cheers. No worries. Pleasure.
Ciao, mate.